is this the first book with Yancey as a protagonist?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I usually do start fresh. I mean, I have characters who pop in and out of several novels, but the main protagonist is usually always different. Now, whether it's a woman or a man, it's usually a new character. And Andrew Yancey is new. He's a sort of a defrocked detective in Key West. He had a personal problem involving a married girlfriend, and there was an incident, a public incident, in which he went after the husband, and now he's lost his detective job, and he's busted to Roach Patrol, which is just a local jargon for restaurant inspecting. You know, going into the kitchens and inspecting restaurants for vermins and insects, and it's not a lateral career move at all for him. And he dreams of getting his badge back, and this mystery falls into his lap, or in his freezer, as the case may be.
Because he's asked to babysit and transport a severed human arm.
Severed arm, yeah. There was a couple fishing, chartered a boat to go fishing off of Key West with a captain, and they were trying to catch tuna or whatever, and the husband reeled up a severed human arm with one of the digits upraised in a significant way, and it became, in Key West, there is a sensitivity to among the Chamber of Commerce types to any kind of bad publicity that might scare tourists away. The BP oil spill was an example. It didn't happen in Key West, but there was this dread of tar balls washing up all the way from the Gulf of Mexico up where the spill was. And it really killed business for quite a time down there. So they're very sensitive to bad publicity, and a severed arm is never good publicity. Let's face it, there's no good spin you can put on it. So it ends up, he's doing a favor for the sheriff, who he's trying to ingratiate himself with to get his job back. And he says, yeah, I'll hold the arm. I'll keep the arm. And it's assumed that it was a boating accident victim. You know, we have a lot of people, you know, Florida's got a lot of coastline and a lot of accidents, and people drown and sink their boats. And it could have been, they're thinking that this is a person who drowned, sunk a boat during a storm and drowned, and then maybe the sharks got the rest of them, which also happens. But that's not what the story really is.
And there's a widow who doesn't seem all that sad about losing her husband. And
no, she comes to get the arm. She claims she's been out of the country and didn't know he was missing. And she comes down and says, well, I'd really like to have a funeral for something, and all I've got is the arm. And so Yancey has to pack the arm in a little igloo cooler and deliver it in some sort of, you know, somber and properly respectful way. At the same time, his antennae are up. He thinks something's not right about her attitude and her... She's not laughing or giggling. I mean, she's you know, upset that the arm... She has to confront the arm again, I guess. But anyway, he's this is where he starts sort of putting the threads of it together, thinking he's going to look a little closer at the case. And all his bosses and everybody are saying, just it's just an arm, just let it go and do your time on the Roach Patrol, and eventually you'll get your detective's badge back. But he's a little impatient. He don't want to wait.
He's not good at listening to other people, which I think makes an excellent character.
Yeah, no, he is flawed in many ways, and one of them is that he doesn't take good advice when it's given to him, and he is a little impulsive, and it's been impulsive in his love life, which has gotten into him great difficulty in his love life, because when the book opens, he's having a torrid affair with his dermatologist's wife. And he's trying to balance, but the guy's a pretty good dermatologist, and you don't want to, you know, if you get one of those in Florida, you want to stick with him. Skin cancer is a big problem with the sunshine. So you got to balance this, and that's what he's trying to do. Anyway, but it goes bad. It goes terribly wrong, as they say on Fox News. And he's in sort of a personal spiral as this opens up, but he does see a glimmer of hope, and he's a cop at heart. I mean, he's a detective, so if something comes into his focus that he thinks is wrong, or he thinks there's a mystery that no one wants to solve, his instinct is to go solve it. I kind of like him as a character. He's a little ragged around the edges, but impulsive, but his instincts are good.
The book works two ways really well. First, it's a really good mystery, and second, it's bloody funny.
I'm not going to lie, it's hard because it's a tightrope you have to walk between. I want people to be turning the pages as fast as they can, like you do in a good mystery. What's going to happen next? What's going to happen to these characters? And to be invested in these characters who are a little crazy. But so you want the mystery element to remain tight. You don't want it to go slack at any point. But at the same time, I want people laughing on every page about something. So you can't sit down and write a book like that as a conventionally structured and plotted thriller, because you don't give yourself enough slack for the humor. So you have to pace it in a way that the narrative tone is inherently funny and ironic. The point of view of just how things are described, and I do it in a kind of a matter-of-fact way, which in South Florida and the Bahamas, I mean, they won't see it as anything extraordinary. A normal person would be appalled at some of this, but not to us. But I have to maintain that, and at the same time move the story and have the humor always on that sharp edge. And it's tough, and it's probably why it takes me 18 months to write these. But I can't grind one of these out a year. If I don't have a Joe detective character that recurs that I can wrap the stories around, I'm really starting from scratch. And so the stuff that I agonize over is the humor, because that's some days. There are many days I don't feel all that funny. The things are going on in your real life, in your real world. It may not be all that hilarious, but you still have to sit down, and you can't let up because the readers expect the humor and they expect it to be funny. So you can't let off, and those are the hard days.
The book is Bad Monkey, a novel. I've been speaking with the author, Carl Hyacin, and Bad Monkey, published by Knopf.